The Tennessee House of Representatives is gearing up to vote on a measure that would require abortion providers to offer women ultrasounds before the procedure. As WPLN's Chas Sisk reports, it's a watered-down version of a more controversial proposal that stalled out last year, but it's still drawing criticism.
The original proposal was to ban all abortions after the detection of a heartbeat, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Not even Tennessee Right to Life, one of the staunchest abortion opponents in the state, was in support of that. So now East Tennessee Republican Micah Van Hus is rewriting his so-called heartbeat bill to say abortion providers only have to ask women if they want an ultrasound, and if they do, note on their charts whether a heartbeat was detected. Opponents say showing a pregnant woman an ultrasound beforehand is an unnecessary and emotionally cruel step, to which Van Hus says, so be it.
My concern is not with the emotional health of a person seeking an abortion. My concern is with the physical health of the baby inside.
The measure is headed to the House floor, and a final vote could come later this month. The state Senate has yet to act on the measure, but with Republicans holding a big majority and eager in an election year to deliver on their promises to restrict abortion, the proposal stands a good chance of passing. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.